Thank you, sweet baby Jesus, for another beautiful day at Bose, Texas. Y'all, it was actually really nice weather today. Again, couldn't ask for better. It's Samantha. I'm here to coach and consult you, being very raw, real, upbeat, and straightforward. The goal is to guide you to be the most authentic, beautiful version of yourself with an organized routine in your business, living well with healthy boundaries, and sharing resources to study so that you and your team can be focused and productive. It's really important. All right. Today, we want to talk to you about working within tighter spaces. And what I mean by that is tighter budgets and tighter timelines. It's really key to your success overall. So the first thing that I recommend is to eliminate waste. And how do you do that? You got to know the difference between your needs and your wants, because they are different. And if you don't know that, you're going to find yourself in a lot of trouble in a lot of different ways. And this can be used both personally and professionally. So the first thing you do is to take all of your ordering and your purchasing, so for inventory, any of that, and be realistic with the resources that you absolutely need to accomplish your goals on a budget, and be realistic with the things that you just want that are kind of like additives, like they're great to have. But if you're in a position where you're trying to get to that next level, sometimes you got to cut back to launch forward. So know the difference with that. Have a plan that has a purpose. When it comes to your goal tracking, it's really important to have it calculated and to stay on top of it, because it's easy to fall off. And sometimes it's not even looking at that like ultimate goal. It's just having it broken down per day so that you know what that is. So like, let's say, for instance, you're on a client basis and you see so many clients. What could you upsell in that moment to get you to where that next goal is? Maybe it's not even a sales opportunity. Maybe it's an opportunity to connect with new people. So you're trying to grow your social media, maybe, and it's creating new connections that are going to build or feed into your social media accounts to help you grow your business. So when you do post things, it's beneficial to the people that are on your page. So that's another thing I want to talk about: eliminating, get rid of any kind of excess on your social media. I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's awesome, I have X amount of followers, you know, whatever that might be. And half of them are in freaking Hong Kong. Hong Kong does nothing for your business unless you're in sales for a product. Outside of that, if you're in a service industry, that's not your target market. It's just not. And you don't need that on your page. You'd be better off having the bare minimum and having effective followers that are going to be your target audience than to just have people for no reason. So if there's no purpose to the people that you're connected to, don't have them. Eliminate them. So don't be afraid to be selective, I guess I should say, because yes, numbers matter, but when it comes to social media, it's not always the more the merrier. It's actually the opposite, and you do need to be selective. So just like when you go to the grocery store, it's better if you have a list, because if you don't go out of that list, you're probably going to stay within a recommended budget. Out anything other than that, you're going to end up overspending, and then you get out, and then you're mad because you bought too many groceries, you ate too much, and then you're having to lose weight, so you created more problems. And it's the same concept when it comes to your business. So just remember that less can be more. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, I have to have this. It's like, no, you really don't. And if it's because your franchise said that you had to have it, don't be afraid to kind of, I'm not saying rock the boat, okay, but don't be afraid to recognize things for your area. Because I find that when I'm consulting people, especially franchise owners, that's probably the main thing, is just being able to customize without getting in trouble, I guess I should say. So organize your communication very, very well. Organize your resources and create outlines for everything that you do, because there needs to be purpose with it. So remember, we are working within tighter spaces so that we can get to our goals faster. You'll have more abundance, you'll have more growth when you start to tighten in these other areas, as in your budget, in your timeline. All of those things really matter. So don't be afraid to get out there and start to remove things that are just wasted space or wasted time or wasted products or even wasted people sometimes. And you can email me. My email is info@bosetexas.com. We can talk about doing team evaluations and team trainings as well. So I look forward to talking to y'all.